This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's The Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I hope you will support our efforts in everything that we do. There is nothing self-serving in what we do. Nothing. My income comes from Fox News and our website. You don't pay a nickel for the website. You go there, you click, we get a fractional penny. That's what my staff is paid on. Pennies. Shut up. These guys are looking at me. No, I mean, if we generate 5 million views on our website and you guys click on a few, commercials or whatever, ads, then we generate a certain amount of money. That's what we pay staff with. And occasionally we get some donations, but nothing. I mean, if we get $100 in donations a month, I'd be shocked. Because we don't pursue that. There are organizations that do that, and we certainly should, because let's face it, we run three charities. We get 100 kids adopted every year. We donate tens of thousands of dollars every year, sometimes hundreds of thousands, to sports clinics and things like that to get underprivileged kids into sports and off the streets. I could name you stuff that we do that... Where you ask yourself, how do they? Is Kevin going into the bathroom and crapping money? No, there are people that support our charitable efforts locally and things like this, and we have a lot of volunteers on these things, and we don't brag about it. But let me tell you, when it comes to keeping this organization together, it's done with Band-Aids and paper clips. So if you want to help, great. If you don't, you know what? We'll do it as long as we can. And if it gets to the point where it hurts too much, people drop off. That's what happens. That's what happens with my team. People hang in there as best they can, but we can only do so much. So it's up to you guys. Anyway, lots going on. Fake news. I read a thing on Tillerson. They say he's frustrated. I don't know if he is or he isn't. Tillerson ran ExxonMobil, one of the largest companies in the world. And now he works for Donald Trump. And I'm sure every one of these high-powered guys came to work for Donald Trump, and they gave up a lot, and they were used to calling the shots, and they no longer call the shots. And the news is telling us with Tillerson, he's upset, growing frustrations at the way the White House operates. And they say he might resign. He might not. But let me tell you something, what I know about guys like Tillerson, because as it turns out, I've dealt with guys like Tillerson, many of them. ExxonMobil was a client of mine. I never met Tillerson, but I know the number two guy of ExxonMobil, and he now runs it. And I'll tell you this. Here's what I can tell you about these guys. They're amazing leaders, but they're also amazing followers. See, a really good leader is willing to follow another really good leader. Because that's how he learns. I've learned so much from people that I ended up respecting their leadership. And it wasn't always great. Sometimes their leadership would drive me crazy. I had a boss. He would call me in and say, hey, you want to do this? I'm thinking about doing such and such. And I'd go, I wouldn't do it. And then he'd go, well, why not? And I'd tell him. And then he'd say, well, I don't understand your logic or whatever. And I'd go, well, look, we just differ. I wouldn't do it. And I'd walk, I'd leave the meeting or whatever. And he'd call me back in. He'd ask me the same question. Hey, I just had this idea. I was thinking about doing this. And I go, didn't we talk about this? He goes, yeah, but I have a different take on it today. And he'd tell me, and I'd go, I wouldn't do it. Well, why? And I'd explain. And over time, this happened three or four times. And finally, one time I came in, I told this story before. I came in, and he says to me, Kevin, I want to do this new thing. What do you think it's going to cost? I said, and the numbers are arbitrary, but I'm pretty sure this was correct. But I said, to implement that, it's probably about $1 million. And he goes, wow, $1 million? And he goes, well, you think so? And I said, yeah. He goes, would you write it up? Kind of really give it some serious thought and write it up. So I went and did the research and all that. It took me about a week. Came back, and I told him, here's the research. He says, what you come back with? I said, about $1 million. And he goes, huh. He goes, I was really hoping we could do it for half a mil. And I go, you can't. And he goes, well, surely. And he's trying to convince me. And he says, will you do me a favor? Take another look at it and see if, you know, you can get it down to half a mil or whatever. So I took the research back. It took me a week. And I went back to my desk and I threw it into my out basket. And we had set up a time to meet again, and we met again, and I didn't do a single thing on it. I took it back and I put it into. He says, you got a new report? You got a report? I said, yeah, I sure do. And I threw that same report down, and I go, it's a million. And he goes, this is the same report. I go, yeah, it's a million to do it. If you want to do it, you got to do it for a million. He goes, I was rethinking it. And he goes, honestly, I think we can do it for a quarter million. I almost lost it. I mean, inside, I almost lost it. Outside, I played poker with him. And I went, you think so? And he goes, yeah, yeah. And he goes, because I'm thinking, you know, if we could cut this or that. And I went, interesting. He goes, would you take a look at it? I go, absolutely. Is that what you want? Sure. I took the report back. I put it into my out thing. And I didn't do a single thing. And we were going to meet again in a couple days. Came back. He says, what'd you come back with? I threw the report down. I said, it's a million. And I finally, I said, you know, I don't know how. I go, I don't know if you're going to try to cut it to 125,000 now. I don't know what game we're playing here, but I already researched it. I'm not researching it again. It's a million. And he started laughing. And I go, what are you laughing about? He says, Kevin, he goes, I know I frustrate you. He goes, but I'm testing your resolve. And I go, why? I see it as you're wasting my time. I'm too busy. He goes, because most people I know would have tried to fit it in. They would have tried to give me what I wanted. And he goes, you didn't do that. And then I cut it in half again. So it was a quarter of your original estimate, thinking you're going to get it, that I want you to really try to fit it in, at least negotiate with me. Bring it down to 900 or something. And you give me the same report. And he goes, that's what I respect about you. And then now he caught my attention. And I went, really? He goes, yeah. He goes, see, if you had gone for the half a million, you would have said, it would have said to me, you had half the resolve that you had when you came in. Quarter million would have been a quarter of the resolve. And it means that you're willing to sell out. And I needed to know what price to discount you. If I brought you something and you came in and said, maybe we could do it for 900,000, I would discount everything you said from that point by 10%. And I went, huh. And I kept that lesson. See, that's how you learn from leaders. The guy was a leader and he was teaching me about myself. Don't discount yourself. You've done the research. You know what you stand for. Stand firm.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid, if you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
All right, everybody, welcome back. I want to spend a little time, by the way, Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I always presume that we're just like all friends and we know each other, but there are new people that come on that don't know who I am. Truckers driving through. Who's this guy on the radio keeping me awake laughing and stuff? Why do truckers always sound country when I do it? Who are these people? Who's this person I'm listening to on the radio that's making me laugh? There. Satisfied? Ha! Anyway, I want to cover this because it's so applicable. And it has to do with Chuck Schumer. And Chuck Schumer, in this clip, the clip's only 2 minutes, but I promise you we could spend hours on it. It is so insightful. He's interviewed by Stephanopoulos, who's rightfully calling him out. And it's funny to hear Stephanopoulos talk about we, because he's telling him, I'm a partisan hack like you, Chuck Schumer. But so listen to that when you hear the clip. But I'm going to break it into pieces because I'm telling you, he's asked like, what do you think this, you know, why is this happening? And Chuck Schumer, in some cases, he doesn't even answer Stephanopoulos, which I find interesting, but it, par for the course. But these, when you hear this, you'll understand my excitement in delivering it to and bringing it to you. And maybe you heard it. I don't watch any of these news sources, so I only get these clips. But I heard this one and went, man, this is so fitting. This is so wide open for so much discussion. So here we go.
And we are back with the Senate Democratic leader, Chuck Schumer. Senator, thank you for joining us this morning. You saw that poll we put up just during the break. 52% of Americans think Democrats only stand against President Trump, don't know what you stand for. Why don't Americans know where the Democrats stand for, and is that your fault?
Well, it is in part our fault. When you lose an election with someone who has, say, 40% popularity, you look in the mirror and say, what did we do wrong? And the number one thing that we did wrong is we didn't tell people what we stood for. Even today, as your poll showed, they know we're standing up to Trump. They like that.
Welcome back, everybody. So let's begin there. Chuck Schumer is saying, he's explaining why the Democrats struggled. And because Stephanopoulos says, why don't Americans know what Democrats stand for? Now, let's just delve into that for just a second. Why would you not know what Democrats stand for? I'll give you an example. Do you know what the Tea Party stands for? Probably so, if you don't go to teapartycommunity.com, and we'll explain it. But why don't we know what Democrats stand for? Let me give you the answer. Because they don't know. Democrats are a hodgepodge. They are the camel of the animal. You know, you're like, what? Why? Why'd you put a hump in the middle of its back? You know, I mean, you're going, why has it got them big old spread out feet? You don't know what is the purpose of this animal. The Democrats are made up of every special interest. I'm talking about from the ridiculous to the sublime. And they don't. So you ask any special group of people, oh, they're for black people. Really? Then why are blacks doing so bad? They're for gays. Oh, but, you know, what does that mean to be for gays? Gay marriage, what? It's legislation with sexuality? They're for women. Really? So why are there so many women on the other side? Therefore, they hate men. Oh, okay, I can go with you on that one. They are anti-capitalist. No, they're really not, because they own businesses. I mean, they are a walking, talking contradiction to everything they say they are. And you tell me they love black people, I go, yeah, they love them to death. They're for what? They're for illegal immigration, which means they're anti-American. They're for bringing Muslims in and killing Americans. They're anti-American. They're for essentially penalizing corporate America for giving opportunity to the citizens. They're anti-capitalist, ergo anti-American. The only thing you come back to, the hub, of every spoke, every special interest spoke, is a centralized hatred of America. But they want to know why people don't like them. And Chuck Schumer, well, you know, when you have a guy that's got a 40% popularity, okay, Chuck, where'd you come up with this number? What poll did you use? Because, see, that's flawed logic. Chuck Schumer wants you to believe Donald Trump's got 40% popularity because it makes him feel good to say that. It makes him feel good to go, we should have won. Chuck, you're making excuses. What? I mean, well, it's like saying in a fight, well, you know, why did you lose to the guy? Well, I mean, his punches, you know, really don't hurt me. He only hits with 40% power, but he knocked you out. So, what, Chuck? And then he goes on to say, we didn't tell the people what we stood for. And what was funny about it, when we ended that clip, he's saying that the people are saying the only thing the Democrats stand for is being against Trump. He goes, yeah, that's a good thing. He interprets that as a good thing. That's what the Democrats are known for, standing against Trump, and people like that is what he believes. Folks, I can't tell you how big of a distortion there is between reality with these people, what they believe, and reality. You can't make a gap any wider. And all I'm telling you guys is you got to take advantage of this. I didn't hear this clip or anything, but I read where Limbaugh said the Republicans are squandering the biggest opportunity in history, second only to the performance of Barack Obama. These are the two. You want to talk about paradigm shifts, cataclysmic changes. I'm talking about the plates in the you know, the what do they call them, the tectonics moving, the plate tectonics of, you know, falling of something into the ocean and shifting over. You're watching two things. One, the demise of Barack Obama. People no longer care about this man. Lou Dobbs was saying that Barack Obama's got this shadow government, and he's going, every time Trump meets with the new leader of South Korea, Obama meets with him 3 days later. He met with Angela Merkel. Obama went in advance. He's meeting with Trudeau. Obama sets up a meeting with Trudeau. He set up a meeting with foreign ambassadors or whatever, various countries. Obama is all over the world doing what he's doing. Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter how far Obama travels the world. He can go far and wide. Nothing he does is going to undermine Donald Trump. Nothing. He's got no power. Now, the only caveat I'll give you to that is Barack Obama spied on every single person in the world, and he has that data. That's the one caveat. Barack Obama may be going around the world and letting these leaders know, I know about your affair. I know you're a pedophile. I know you kill somebody. I know all the dirt on you. He could be doing that. And that would be the only way he could technically undermine Trump. But here's what I'll tell you to that. It doesn't undermine Trump. It undermines the world leaders that Obama has the dirt on, and it will influence what they do, but it's not going to undermine Trump. Leaders work around whatever. Anyway, more when we come back.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies, stopping the inflammation they create, and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
And we are back with the Senate Democratic leader, Chuck Schumer. Senator, thank you for joining us this morning. You saw that poll we put up just during the break. 52% of Americans think Democrats only stand against President Trump. Don't know what you stand for. Why don't Americans know where the Democrats stand for? And is that your fault?
Well, it is in part our fault. When you lose an election with someone who has, say, 40% popularity, you look in the mirror and say, what did we do wrong? And the number one thing that we did wrong is we didn't tell people what we stood for. Even today, as your poll showed, they know we're standing up to Trump. They like that. But they want to know, what do you stand for? So tomorrow, Democrats will unveil our economic agenda. It's called a better deal. It has three components. We're going to raise people's wages and create better paying jobs. We're going to cut down on their everyday expenses they have to pay, and we're going to give them the tools they need to compete in the 21st century. So simply put, what do Democrats stand for? A better deal for working families. Higher wages, less costs, tools for the 21st
century.
You had
president, though, for 8 years. You had control of Congress for part of that time. What took so long, and why did it happen during the campaign?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I've been ridiculing the Democrats in this new better jobs, better deal, better blah, blah, blah. What a joke. What a joke. Schumer comes out. You would think that these people have found the holy grail. We're going to give you better. Katrina Pearson came on and says, why would you want better when you've already got the best? And I thought, nice job, Katrina. Way to go, girl. Way to go. So Chuck Schumer lays it out like it's revolutionary. So the first thing he says we're going to do, we're going to raise your wages. Now, look, I'm not going to take you through my stance on this. We're going to bump up your wages. You're going to get a better job. How are you going to get a better job? Let me tell you what's going on here, because I'm going to go off on a rant here in a second. What Schumer's trying to do, just so you're clear, he knows Donald Trump will be successful. He will never tell you that, but he knows it. And the only thing he can do is he can say, we rolled out our new program and look what happened. They will do nothing. If you think the Democrats want to work at something, you must be delusional. They are obstructionists. They look at everything that happened in the time of Obama. Did they bring new jobs? No. Barack Obama told you, America, he said, get used to the idea that you're going to be losing jobs that you used to have. They're gone. There's nothing you can do about it. And what did Trump say? Yeah, there's something you can do about it. And he saved Carrier. Now, I use Carrier a lot because it's a great example. It's such a metaphor for what a talker does and what a doer does. Barack Obama had pretty much resigned himself. There's no way to save Carrier. Why should I bother? I don't know what special interests were in, you know, whose pocket he was in, but he wasn't going to try. Donald Trump, who says, look, to me, they haven't left. It's a lot more difficult to leave. It's certainly more difficult to bring you back. So, you know, in other words, if you got to pack up and then you're going to go somewhere else, I'd rather get you before you leave. So he got Carrier. It's really that simple. And the whole premise of it is they had no solution as to how do you keep them here. So Trump did it. Schumer and those people know. They know this is a whole different ballgame. This is a guy who knows what he's doing. So the only way you're going to beat him is to secretly join him. So while Donald Trump goes out and finds these good, creates, not finds them, he creates these good paying jobs. By the way, over 1 million in the first 6 months. In the same period, Barack Obama has lost 3.9 million. You guys have, you know, heard me talk about this. So while Trump is moving on with his agenda, the Democrats say, how do we steal it? And if you're going, Kevin, they can't just steal that. Okay, smarts, smarty pants. Who freed the slaves? The Republicans, right? Who is really the party of civil rights? The Republicans. Who's known for it? The Democrats. Democrats are thieves. Progressive, leftist, call them whatever you want. They are thieves. They don't have any original concepts. Nothing that is going to be pro-America, pro-you, pro-any initiative that makes sense. The only thing they can do is steal it from you. So Donald Trump's got unemployment down, stock market going through the roof, better paying jobs. He's going to force the unions to, you know, to be better negotiators in the sense that you're going to have to give a little bit here, guys. If you want to keep your unions, fine, but you're going to have to give a little. And he's going to address trade. They know that he will be successful. They've seen enough. And they can't stop it. And let me tell you, you want to talk about scared to death. They're scared to death. Yeah, you ever heard the term scared of success? Yeah. It's usually applied to an individual. They go, man, he or she is so talented, but sometimes I feel like they're afraid of success. There is I'll use me as a perfect example. So let's say I were to get a TV show on Fox. You know what you become? You become afraid of success. I'm just telling you the normal thought process. You say to yourself, okay, I come out of the blocks, 2 weeks, a month, 2 months, I got a hit. Now I got to stay there. Now, most people are afraid to even take the chance. That's how afraid they are of success. But when you have some success, then you got to maintain it. So here's the way you get around that, just so you know. I want you to understand exactly what I'm thinking, because I'm having meetings about TV shows and radio and things like this at the highest level. And I'll tell you this. I've already got the end game done. I know how long I want to do it. I've already mapped out the topics. I've already sort of built this strategic vision of where I want it to go. I think of Breaking Bad. The show where the guy, you know, the guys who wrote that show wrote it with the end in mind. They were going to take a very humble chemistry teacher, make him into a dope dealer of the highest order, and at the very end, it all collapses, and that would be the end of the series. Now, I'm not planning on my, you know, show collapsing. What I'm saying is, I'm planning my life around a finite amount of time. If, for example, Fox gives me a show, I will do a finite amount of time and say, I'm going to do this for 5 years. Presuming I can make it, right? And I would. And I would say, I'm going to do it for 5 years or 2 years. And I'm going to already be ready to go. Before they even start that show, I will start storyboarding what I believe will be the next whatever amount of time. And, you know, you'll shift things around because different things occur at different times. But I will have an idea. As my grandfather said, who had a sixth grade education and didn't tell me a whole lot because he wasn't a successful person, but he was around them because he served them all the time. And he said to me, keep the end in mind. And he would tell me, he never ran a business of his own, but he would say, you know, essentially, build it to sell it. And I remember that. And I remember, like, yeah, my grandfather never built a business, but he'd say, okay, Kev, here's the thing. You build it to sell it. And he had gotten this information from others. Well, good for him. Because I never forgot that lesson. Build it to sell it. Build it with the end in mind that you would leave it. And you better be able to leave it. Which means it's got value when you leave it. If I do a TV show or a radio show, I'm talking about in the big leagues. When I leave, it will have value. People will be going, oh my gosh, what are we going to do to retirement? Because I'm not going to wait until it's waning. I want to be successful at this stuff. And the problem that the left has is they understand Trump knows it. Trump, think about a guy who goes out and buys a parcel of land. You think Trump just went out there and went, oh, that's a pretty piece of land. No, he went, huh, I can see the vision of that. I see a golf course there. I see a resort. I see big buildings where I charge this much for rents with these types of shops. He already has a vision. I want you to contrast that with Barack Obama. Take any policy you want and ask yourself, did he walk it through to the end? Obamacare. If he'd walked Obamacare through to the end, there's no way he does that. Trump has walked his proposal for health care through to the end. He knows how he's going to pay for it. He knows the details. Sure, it's going to have some finer points, but he knows what he's doing. And for the left, that is so scary. Because they know this guy has a game plan. And that game plan will be executed in spite of them. Sure, they're going to be throwing monkey wrenches in it, into the gears. And Trump's going to hire a bigger monkey, and he's going to slap down the monkey wrenches. That's the way he works. Anyway, I got more on this clip from Schumer when we come back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
For 8 years, you had control of Congress for part of that time. What took so long, and why did it happen during the campaign?
Well, I don't know why it didn't happen in the campaign. We all take blame, not any one person. But now we have spent a lot of time working on this, and it's going to really impress the American people. It is not going to be left or right. It is going to be totally focused on working people, who realize, believe correctly, that the system is rigged against them and not helping them with all the changes, rapid changes, economic and social. And people ask, well, are you going to appeal to the Obama coalition, you know, young people, LGBT, people of color, or the Trump people, Democrats who voted for Trump, blue-collar voters? This will appeal to both.
But I have a
different... It will unify the Democratic Party because we are united on economic issues, and a bold, sharp-edged message, platform, policy...
Welcome back, everybody.
Talks about working people and how the system is rigged against them is going to resonate, and this is the first time we're going to have it, and our party's going to be unified.
The problem is, you know, we've got a problem with wage stagnation. You talk about better wages. We've got a problem with wage stagnation for the last 40 years. What can any piece of legislation do about that?
Well, we have researched this thoroughly and talked to all different kinds of people, and there are lots of things that we can do. And let me just say one more thing about this. You know, Donald Trump campaigned sort of on this message. He was a populist.
Then I want
campaigned against the establishment. As soon as he got into office, he embraced the culture of the hard right and abandoned his plans to clean up Wall Street, to drain the swamp, to be tough on trade. We are going to fill that gap in a way that's really going to resonate with the American people.
What are you President Trump's success? That's all they have. Stephanopoulos asking, what took so long? Why didn't it happen in the campaign? Oh, hey, I don't know. I mean, you know. We're kind of looking for it. We were looking in the, you know, between the seats of the cars, and maybe one of the kids had it and threw it out the window when we were driving on vacation. But look, now we have a message. We found it. Yeah, they found Trump's message. And they're trying to synthesize it so that if they'll eventually get to take credit. It isn't going to work because Donald Trump won't let them, you know, take the message from him. But that's what's happening, and I'm gonna explain that in a way that I think you're gonna understand it. Because here's what he's trying to say. He says Donald Trump ran on a populist message, and what he's telling you there is Donald Trump didn't tell people I'm gonna help blacks, I'm gonna help the LGBT, I'm gonna help women, I'm gonna help the immigrants and the Guatemalan midgets. No, Donald Trump said, look, America's gonna be better. What, was there a color? Was there a gender? Was there a special interest? No. This country is going to be better. That's the left's problem. They are, when Schumer talks about, and I don't know if we played that part of the clip yet, but if we haven't, we will. He says, we were asked, or is this going to be okayed by the Obama coalition? Is it going to be okay with the LGBT community? Is it going to be okay with the, you know, society for fat girls with ugly hair? They have to check with everybody to see, do you like this message? Donald Trump didn't poll me. He didn't poll you. He said, America first. We will make this country great again. Because that speaks to your core. It should anyway. And you know what? Here's what I want you to understand why the theft is, they're trying to steal it. You're watching them. You've got security cameras on them. You've got loss prevention, theft people walking around your political store. And it's people like me. Listen to what he said. We want to get to the people to have them understand the system is rigged against them. Where have I heard that before? Huh? The system is rigged against them. And you know what? We as the Democrats, we've got the platform and policy that's going to stop that. And we're going to unify the Democratic Party. So at the very same time, he's telling you that they've got a bold, sharp-edged message that's going to appeal to everybody, not just the LGBT, the fat girls with ugly hair, the black people with big feet, or whatever. He's telling you, we're going to unify the Democrats. He doesn't care about you. Let me tell you something about Trump's policies. As much as we may be partisan in terms of what we want for the conservative movement, Donald Trump is not catering to us. That probably shocks some people. What are you talking about, Kevin? He's giving his all. He ran on this. No, he ran on common sense. He ran as a pragmatist, and you happen to be a pragmatist. You understand that people invading your country through a porous border is not good for the country. You understand that bringing enemies into your midst, particularly terrorists, is not good for the country. You understand that policies that inhibit business and keep money offshore are not good for the country. They don't allow people to want to invest. He understands that forcing citizens to get health care is crushing the economic capability or the promise of the American economy. These are pragmatic ideas. They're not for us, folks. We just happen to be on the side of them. Hate to burst your bubble. Trump's not just for us. He's for everybody. Make America great again? Show me color. Show me gender. Show me anything special interest other than making this country something we can all be proud of again. Putting America first. Showing some sort of an idea of love of country. And what's funny, he gets asked about wage stagnation. He doesn't get an answer. Let's play the rest of the clip because we're going to run out of time.
That talks about working people and how the system is rigged against them is going to resonate. And this is the first time we're going to have it. And our party's going to be unified.
We've had a problem, as you know, we've had a problem with wage stagnation. You talk about better wages. We've had a problem with wage stagnation for the last 40 years. What can any piece of legislation do about that?
Well, we have researched this thoroughly and talked to all different kinds of people. And there are lots of things that we can do. And let me just say one more thing about this. You know, Donald Trump campaigned sort of on this message. He was a populist. He campaigned against the establishment. As soon as he got into office, he embraced the Koch brother hard right and abandoned his plans to clean up Wall Street, to drain the swamp, to be tough on trade. We are going to fill that gap in a way that's really going to resonate with the American people.
What are you going to...
Did you hear it? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. He didn't answer Stephanopoulos' question. He says, what are you going to do? We've researched it. Oh, but by the way, Donald Trump, he ran on this. He's a populist. In other words, we're going to steal Donald Trump's idea, try to. And we're going to try to fill the gaps where he didn't do it. Because you know what? He hasn't drained the swamp. When did you ever want it drained, Chuck Schumer? When did Chuck Schumer and his group ever decide they were going to deal with trade in any way? Prior to any election in the modern era, I mean, I shouldn't say that, but certainly in the last two election cycles, I'm talking about presidential election cycles, trade has hardly even come up. I remember when I heard it, and Donald Trump was talking about, we got this trade thing, you know, China. And I was like, what is this guy's fascination with trade? And then I researched it and went, holy crap. We give away billions of dollars in trade deficits. We gotta change that. When he started talking about currency manipulation, I researched it and went, whoa, this is a big deal. It does impact your numbers. Trump brought that to the fore. So, The Democrats have nothing except they hope to steal. That's all they can hope for. It's Donald Trump's plan. They've recrafted it. They've remessaged it the same way they did civil rights. The only problem is they don't have people that are going to sit idly by and let them steal it. If you think for one second Trump will allow them to take credit for his good work, let me tell you something. This is the one area where I'm so happy Donald Trump, if he's an egomaniac, call him whatever you want, I'm happy this guy would say, there's no way I let you take credit for my work. It's like in the movie, True Lies, where Tom Arnold goes, he's taking credit for our moves. When the guy was like, yeah, did you read about those two guys that lost it the other day? Well, let's just say they won't be coming back. And Bill, what's his face, guy that died recently, he plays the role of the fake spy, and he's taking credit for their moves. It ain't going to work. Not to go all bad English on you, but it's not. And the only this is what I'm talking about, people. This is the level of desperation that the left has. They have nothing. And somebody said, We've got to co-opt Trump's agenda because it's working. Unemployment, record lows. The forecast for everything. You should look at some of these economic forecasts going into the next year or so. Everything is pointing to amazing results. Wait until Trump implements tax policy that affects businesses in ways they've never even dreamed of. Wait till this happens. GDP numbers, I can't wait for them. I'm so excited. Wait till you get the GDP numbers and compare them to Obama. Death knell's coming for the left, folks.
Be won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.